Welcome back to episode
19.
Lord, I don't know the episode.
Are you sure it's 19?
Yeah, I can literally click right here and it will come up.
Yeah. She's on Netflix.
Look.
Anyways, guys, welcome back. Sorry, today's episode is a bit
of a chilled one, I'm not gonna lie.
We say this every episode.
I know, and it starts to get deep.
Sorry, guys.
How have you guys actually been, though? You know what I miss a lot?
What?
I miss, like, them, like... You're not going to say you don't want them to DM us. But I miss them DMing us.
What, they still do?
No, as in, like, they used to DM us a lot back in the day. You know, like, come on.
Oh, compared to...
Back in the day, they used to DM us a lot.
Yeah, but you're not replying to them. They're still there, you know?
Don't speak for yourself.
A lot of you lot have not been replied to. That's why this...
Okay, cool, but who also has the account? Isn't it 123, not 12?
I'm in charge of emails. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm in charge of editing the video. And so is Aisha.
Profanity.
Oh.
Three strikes and you're out. Anyways, today's episode is just a chill one. Sit down and talk with us one.
Yeah. Get to know me, Tag.
What else? Do you guys, not like Aisha's jumper ID?
Saw it first. I'll link it down below.
You did see it first. I'm joking.
So you went Turkey. How was Turkey? She went for a whole week, guys.
Oh, you got some story times for them, look.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Wait, first of all, I just want to give some shout-outs out.
Yeah.
So there's three? I think there's three. Lord, I forgot the names.
Lordy Lord.
Amina and Maliha.
Oh, Amina. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Turkey, there was two girls I met in Turkey. Beautiful souls. I really hope they're watching this right now. If you're high. Amina and Maliha. I don't know your surnames, but you're both sisters.
Hey.
Yeah, you don't need to show energy too because they did speak about you.
Like,
I remember your name.
I remember.
So I saw them in Turkey, literally on a random street, on a random...
Yeah, kind of like, can you explain to us, like, how the encounter
happened? Don't know. We were running for a taxi.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to say? When are we ever walking?
Did you miss it?
No. We were running, like, to get a taxi. We were very late. We were trying to catch the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, like, running, and then, like, we stopped at one bit because, like, half were literally left. But I don't even know. But then I just see two girls looking at me, and I'm like, oh. Feel a bit awkward, and then they were like, "Oh, but they said that, like they said a saying that was very like universal. Like
generic.
you wouldn't think what they're talking. You wouldn't know what they're talking about, sort of thing.
What
like,
was saying?
Like she said something like, "Oh, you're doing amazing, or something like that. Do you guess? I was just like,
she said you're amazing.
Yeah, something like that. And I just thought she was trying to say like, "Oh, you're pretty or something. I don't know. Mm.
Ooh, too she gets that a lot. She gets that a lot, guys.
Hashtag conceited.
Too loud. Yeah, she said something like that. Then I was like. I just looked at her like this. I was like, thank you. I don't know. It was very random. Like, I just thought, oh, okay. For me, anyways, I was thinking, why is there someone English speaking to me? Because that country, you lot have a very, very, very big issue with languages. You don't need to learn English.
Yeah, actually, remember the language barrier. No.
I said, you don't need to learn English. No, they don't.
You don't, because you're in your own country.
I went into your country. Wow, I'm a colonizer.
You're actually a colonizer.
Anyways, yeah, then they were just like, what you're doing is amazing. You and your two friends. And I was like, oh! God damn, and then I took a snap and sent it to them. Amina, Maliha, shout out to you lot. You lot were so nice. I wish I could attach the video, but they don't want their faces
really?
On the internet.
Really? Oh, bless them.
And then the other person is Ikra Bassa. That one's for you. I know you're watching thinking, you know, why the hell do I have a little shout out? But shout out to your brother as well. Just going to put that one out there. And then, I can't remember who the third
one
was.
Shout out to Hanan again.
Who's Hanan?
Hanan
was in the comments. Like, so it's Hanan. I remember Hanan that came...
What?
I don't want to reveal the location.
From the vlog. Okay, basically, guys, we were vlogging. And then we were vlogging and we were literally looking like idiots on road. And then this girl in the shop where she was working comes out and goes, oh my, like the reaction that came with her. Oh, it was beautiful. Anyway, Hanan.
Such cute. Like, literally just such a cute soul.
We love that.
Yeah, we love when you guys walk up to us and like just say hi.
Oh my God, sorry. One actual shout out we should give because my cousin, shout out to Sundus, told me to do this because we actually don't appreciate them enough, is the Spotify listeners.
She's a Spotify listener.
She goes, you never ever shout us out. Like, you don't appreciate it. I'm like, oh, Lord.
All of you that are listening on Spotify right now, this is for you. I love you.
But I'm not going to lie, though, we do give them extra content. And we always say in the podcast,
we always
give Spotify extra content, you know?
Send us, that one was for you, so well done, yeah?
Send us, we love you.
Oh, goodness me.
Send us, we love you.
Oh, God, can you actually
back to my host.
For all the Spotify listeners that are getting gassed up, we gave them a little wow, tooting my horn today. Why are they going to get gassed? I'm like, just scrap this part, yeah?
No, so, Dua loves herself this week, as you can tell.
Yes,
as
no,
you can tell. Which is fun, you're allowed to love yourself.
Shut up.
Speaking of loving yourself,
out wrong.
Love
that's
yourself.
Not what I mean, guys. You know me, right?
Self-love is what we
exactly.
advocate for on this show.
What we want to do.
Look, she can't even take it.
She can't take a simple...
Oh, she's going to blush now. Here we go.
Anyways, back to the episode.
Yeah. That's the topic.
What was it, episode 19? Wow, we're going to hit 20 soon.
What should we do for 20?
Nothing. No, we always do that.
Okay, we're not doing anything for 20. But anyway.
Oh my god. Well, no, but when are we actually going to do something?
So what did you do while I was in Turkey though?
I was at work.
Oh good.
Yeah, I was at home.
Aisha?
Yeah. I'm literally at home.
Doing?
Nothing.
So what were you like doing for the last week as well?
Nothing.
I'm talking to
you. Oh, sorry. You lot weren't doing anything, right?
It was half term for me.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was half term.
Actually, we were actually in school.
No, I just remembered.
You're not a teacher.
You know, my students were really, you know, building up my line, but it was half term, and you know.
So what Aisha's doing right now is, when everyone else gets a break, she thinks, you know what, I should get one too.
She's been on a break since last year, June.
Oh my god, I actually have.
I'm actually going to hit a year. Break. Are you not bored?
No, I'm not actually. I love it.
No, yeah. I'm joining the gang.
When I start.
Guys, everyone say congratulations because I just quit my job.
Oh my god. Hashtag I choose me. Right.
I haven't gotten to that stage yet in my life, but maybe soon.
You're happy where you are, no?
I'm happy where I am, yeah. I'm happy where I am.
I was not happy where I was, and if you don't want me to talk about it, I will, because I don't care.
Oh my god, please do. IKEA, yeah.
You lot, if you're watching from IKEA,
sue me. What are you gonna do? Sue me.
Double.
Sue me.
I'm joking. Literally the worst business I've ever been at.
Do you know how many free bags
I'm lying,
I gave out?
Man, I've literally been there for 3 years. Why am I trying
to? Do you know how many free bags I gave out as a cashier? Sue me.
Oh, suck your mother.
You know how many customers I let walk past my till? Yeah? With shopping. You know, let me talk about that. So there was this one customer, I'm going to give you like a little story time.
Go on.
You know how many times, like, actually there was one time I did snitch. And it was no, it was only because they deserved it.
That's a bit cringe.
No, wait, as in you snitched on the customer?
We don't support snitches around here.
So usually people, you know what, by the way, if you're somebody who's shoplifting, let me tell you something here. As cashiers.
I don't know about that one.
Snitching.
Can you let me finish my story?
Okay, fine.
As cashiers, we always clock we are shoplifting. Don't think we're just, a lot of us are just letting you pass by, yeah? So this one Irish lady, I'm going to let you guys in on a story. This one Irish lady, she came up to me and she's...
What did she say?
She was such a mess, yeah. This was her tactic to steal, basically. She came past my till, her kid's in her trolley and all of her stuff is in her trolley and she's not taken out. She's put like 3 things onto the... What's the thing called? The belt, the conveyor belt, yeah. And then I'm scanning her shit and I'm just like, sis, there's stuff in the trolley. But she comes to me bare flustered and she's like, oh my god, like, you know, I've got a fever. Can you just touch my forehead for me? Like, I'm proper hot right now.
Yeah, I'm proper hot, you bastard. Like,
my son is in a trolley and I can't take him out right now, so can you please just check my forehead? So I swear I'm bleeding, I'm hot.
No,
just shut up. She was bare flustered and doing a lot and I was just like, I know what you're doing, but you know what, let me touch her forehead. And I was in on the game and I was like, yeah, you are kind of warm. That's crazy. Let her leave my trolley. Now this second occasion, yeah, not the same lady, it was a bunch of kids, yeah. Basically, 3 of them were leaving with the trolley. There was like bare stuff.
Can I ask, like, how old are these kids?
I think, like,
what do you want from IKEA as a kid?
You know what they do? They take their stuff and then they resell it on like eBay and whatnot, and then they make bare peas from it. Mm. But yeah, they were stealing stuff like mattresses and like just really expensive stuff, like hundreds and like hundreds of pounds
kids.
Of items. Yeah,
do you know how big the mattresses are?
I'm not gonna lie, entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Don't support
stuff for the last stuff.
Yeah,
stuff
it was about 4 of them, yeah. And then 3 of his boys are on the other side with the trolleys just going past the till, like acting like they basically paid for it and just went in to grab other stuff. And then the other guys on the other side doing up, like, looking out for them and stuff. And I thought he was lost and, like, I thought he lost his mum or something. I felt bare sorry for him. So I came up to him and chatted to him. I was like, are you okay? Like,
this
can
is
I help
you? Mind your business.
Yeah, I was like, no, this is why you don't steal. Don't steal, kids.
I was just like,
yeah, are you okay? Like, you just look a bit lost. And he just, like, he looks at me and he goes, don't talk to me.
Oh. Kids these days.
The audacity. Sorry, I saw the audacity. He goes, don't talk to me. I said, oh, suspicious. That's weird.
How old were they?
Literally 15, 16.
Oh my lord.
I said, say that, and I'm gonna leave you do your bits. And then he's bare frantic, like looking around, like bare suspicious. And then his friends are on the other side. I said, so you told me not to chat to you, yeah?
I'll chat to your
security. Their brothers, they are stealing. And then basically they ran away. They didn't take the items with them, but they ran in it.
Oh my
you
god.
Know, don't steal because you get caught.
I have a funny story like that, but they weren't stealing.
What?
There was basically one customer that was basically like the kid, just bare nervous. And I was like, what's going on? No, they came to me and she was like, oh, she's actually a Karen. But anyway, she was like to me, there's a group of boys down there. They have a knife in their pocket. And I'm like, so what do you want me as a little girl to do right now? I'll call security. She goes, no, they have a knife in their pocket right now.
So she wanted you so to up and leave, be the hero,
literally,
and take the knife.
I don't know, but the gag is I did that. Anyway, it's cool. So I was like, oh, which kids is this? I was like, which group of kids is it? And it was like a group of three boys, like one, like, yeah. Anyways, went up to the boys and I was like, a customer just told me you had a knife on you, like empty your pocket sort of thing. And then the
You actually said that?
Yeah, I was like, empty your pocket. Like, just in the moment, I didn't think they actually had a knife. It was kids. It was like, was like,
empty your pocket, yeah, bro. That's not even your job.
I'm a hero.
That's not even her job. No, you know what though? Why was the lady doing on Crime Watch? Like, I've just witnessed a knife in his pocket. Can you do something?
No, but she did seem bare worried. Anyways, I was like, empty your pockets or something. And then he literally, I don't even want to cuss them, that demographic, but he literally took out, I don't know why he had this in his pocket. But I don't know why he had it in his pocket, but he wasn't stealing, but it was basically, what do you call it, the knife that we sold. It was like wrapped up in plastic and everything. You know the knife that we
sold? I thought he meant as in on road, the knife
he just had the knives that
like
we sold.
Like cutlery knives.
Yeah, like I don't even think it came out of his pocket, it just came out, and I was like, oh, you can carry on walking. I was so confused at the car. I was thinking just...
As in a butter knife?
Yeah, just normal, but it can't do no harm. Like, just normal.
As
like
in from the cook shop area. Yeah, as in butter. Like,
cook shop. Anyways, yeah. Crazy. I can't lie, IKEA is just... Are we even allowed to speak about IKEA after we leave? We
I don't care. Really, I'm literally quit. If you're they can't do anything because you're not really bound to a contract anymore.
Did I sign an NDA?
You can do whatever you want.
That, what's an NDA, guys?
It's a non-disclosure agreement.
Like, you're not allowed to speak about, like, the turkey thing.
Yeah. Non-disclosure agreement. I'm sorry, but that wasn't an NDA.
That was not an NDA.
It wasn't an official NDA. That was literally in writing. They typed it on spot. That wasn't an NDA.
That looked like it came from Word document. Way. You're right.
I was going to say, though, I can't lie, though, working in IKEA has ruined the IKEA experience for me.
No, I'll just go to, like, Stratford or East.
Really?
Stratford? No,
Greenwich. You know what it is?
Why on earth would I trek when I have one 5 minutes
I'm not going down. Wallahi, that one's ruined for me. I will never walk back into that one. Really? I mean, if it's just a quick...
Do you know what it is, though, guys? I feel like because, like, your store is so big, it's obviously harder to work because there's HR management. Like, there's so many people on top of you, but, like, with me in my workplace, it's so small and, like, close-knit.
I love close-knit workplace.
It's a youth club. Yeah. My workplace is a youth club, guys.
You know what
literally.
It is that's annoying about IKEA? They're so extra.
That's what I'm saying. They're extra,
don't work in IKEA if you're not there for full time because it's so extra.
There's no need, yeah.
I'm a part time person. Am I gonna care as much as a team leader? 100%, no. Why exactly. are you crying when I don't do this or I don't do that? And then you're making me do this because I came 5 minutes late. Oh Lord, let's not start. I don't want to speak about IKEA because guess what? You paid me for the last 3 years, so.
Let me just zip my mouth and say alhamdulillah.
Do you know what it is though?
I'm kind of like not scared, but it's a bit annoying because my store's not that big yet. But when it becomes bigger and better and
I'm
not gonna be there though. Yeah. It's gonna become so strict, but I'm not gonna be there, inshallah.
Literally.
But yeah, my workplace is a youth club, guys. An absolute youth club. Like honestly, I go to work for the people. Literally.
Do you know what though? I feel like that's what makes it weird.
Do you know what? I feel like that's how you guys stayed,
yeah,
right?
100%.
That's why you lot stayed in your workplace.
I don't think I definitely would not have firmed 3-4 years in that place if I didn't have friends or people my age that I could, like, relate to or chat to. Like, I can't lie, though. Yeah. One thing I do love about work, yeah, you become mates with, like...
With all people. Yeah, I love it.
The 50, 60-year-olds Dennis from down the road. Yeah, like, I didn't think I could relate to, but that's my guy now. Like,
literally, one of my favourite people in my department was an old man.
Yeah. It's just so cute. Like, even just retail, like, you just find people that like you get along with and like you never thought you would.
Oh what?
You said you know what it is.
What was I speaking about? How did I forget that quick?
And then it was very quick.
You know that reminded me of Zero, you know that Sandman video.
How did I forget that quick?
What Sandman video?
Never mind, man.
The rude one.
No. There's
she
a video
as well.
Yeah.
She forgot as
I
well.
I forgot what he said, but it's the Vic guy, and he says something like. He said something like, I can't remember. And he basically did what you did.
But you just did what I did.
Yeah. I'm
so
very lost.
Insert.
Are you actually going to insert the clip?
No.
Okay.
Oh, this is what Cinder said as well. She's like, in Spotify, all she ever hears is insert clip. She can't see
oh,
shit.
Oh, bless. Spotify, move over to YouTube. Do you know what it is, though? Do you know what I rate a lot of you? A lot of our Spotify users, hear the Spotify and also watch comment. It as well. Yeah, that's so cute, because I would never.
To be honest, when I watch, because I listen to a couple on Spotify, I never ever watch podcasts, I listen to them on Spotify. If there's ever something that I want to see, I'll just quick go on YouTube, watch that bit, and then go back.
Really?
Yeah, always do that.
Long.
Because I need to see what's going on, do you get it?
I need context, whenever I see clips.
I'll literally
like...
watch like 30 seconds and I'll F off again.
Oh, that makes sense.
But to be honest, I only ever watch podcasts at work, so I don't know when I'm ever going to listen to a podcast again.
I don't think you ever listen to a podcast again.
Because it was always needed because I was working.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Just in my ear and like help time pass. What am I going to do at home?
I don't think I can sit for that long.
Maybe it's like editing them.
I don't even watch our own.
Maybe it's like editing them.
Oh Lord, Aisha.
Oh Lordy Lord.
You should definitely get an extra pay cut because boy, I can never do what you're doing. No offense. Everyone clap for Aisha.
That's actually long. I can't lie.
Clap emojis for Aisha.
That's actually long.
Thanks, man.
And then
I think as well is that it's such long episodes as well. So you have to watch.
It's 50-minute episodes. Hey. You have to watch.
Shout out to you as well. You still do the videos.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We record a lot.
Technically, hers is content. A lot of effort because...
Yeah. The edits.
Yeah, the actual edits. Yeah. I just have to really sync a sound and cut stuff out, you know?
To be honest, you complain.
Yeah. 50 minutes.
She adds clips and all that shit.
No, but like 20 minutes.
She has to actually watch like an hour of footage.
You're right,
and then sync it.
It's
properly.
Just my footage is longer. It's just jarring, you get.
And also, it downloads like longer as well.
Oh,
download
my
time is disgusting.
God.
Yeah.
Export.
Such Listen, mother.
We need to edit. On to a different topic. Yeah, this is a really random question. Do you guys have a bucket list?
Well, yeah.
Like of stuff that you want to do in the future and stuff like that.
I feel like I did in like before, but I don't have.
I don't have one, but I have like. If I see something, I know I want to do that, like skydiving.
Oh my God, yeah, I have a bucket list. So
that's why she wop.
Yeah.
What's your bucket list, Aisha?
What is it? Go on. Mine is a bunch of stuff, like countries I want to go to, stuff that I want to do, really random, yeah. This one, I don't watch basketball, but I want to sit front row at NBA.
Yeah, same.
Like,
yeah, you're right.
I'm so lit. Like,
I just, it's a bucket list.
I look like a bad bitch.
No, it's a bucket. Like, I need to do that once in my life.
I know what you mean.
And I don't want to just sit anywhere. I want to sit front row.
I have the camera on you, on the big screen.
I want to touch that court floor. I want to see like what LeBron live.
Imagine watching a match right there, like it's in front of you.
As in right
row. Even football, you don't sit front row. Like you're not on the pitch. Yeah. But basketball, you're on the pitch. That's a bit weird.
As in I can hear their squeaks.
Your face.
As in the ball might hit me.
Yeah, your face could get smacked. Has that never happened?
Yeah, I've seen like basketball into people.
Has that happened to you?
Has
it
happened to
you?
It
happened to me before. No.
I got hit by a football once.
In PE.
Same, I got hit by
in PE, yeah.
By my own brother.
No, guys, you know what the biggest L is here? Imagine it's pouring down with rain. The football is wet.
That's top two
worst pains in the world.
Yeah, coming like a dog.
Well, that's top two worst pains in the world when it slaps you and it's wet.
And it's wet. Why do you say it like that?
Long day. Like, they used to, there's this, oh my God, I'm beating myself out right now. There's like this,
Oh, Lord.
There's like this
silly news.
There's like this park right outside my house here. You'll have seen, like, we always walk past it to get here.
Yeah.
And like, in the summertime, ages ago, like, everyone in the neighborhood would play there, like, play football there. Like, I would always get sent shops here. And
I'm in the story.
One time I got hit with a ball, you get it? So I have PTSD of that one area. So every time I would go to the shop, I would take the long route. I would take the long route to avoid that pitch area. So I wouldn't get hit with a ball again.
And oh my God. What
small 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds made me feel that way.
I have a question. Oh my God.
How old were you?
I don't know, like 12.
Carry on.
I was
going to
say something.
What?
Back to my bucket list. So,
what's it called? Wait, Aisha, I was gonna ask a question about the bucket list, yeah? So, like, when you're done with everything that's on your list, then what?
Life is complete. Like, I'm satisfied.
No, but I find life boring.
I don't think a bucket list could ever end because once you're starting to do like adventurous stuff, you're gonna see more things.
I'm gonna keep adding stuff to it.
As you grow up, more things will become more interesting to you.
I don't know. I don't really have a bucket list. Like, I feel like I used to have one. But now it's just live life.
Like, there's nothing you like want to do or itching to do.
You haven't even lived life yet. You know that, right?
No, as in like I'm taking each day as it comes. Like if I go skydiving tomorrow, it's like, oh, cool, skydiving tomorrow, fun. Do you know what I mean?
I'm too scared of skydiving. You know, but I really want
to
do it.
I'm very scared of it, but I have to do.
Dubai 2K22.
Dubai Jamila, marhaba. Anna is me.
Anyone from Dubs, yeah? Anyone from Dubai, yeah? If you want to shout us, let us know.
If you got a villa or something.
Just let us know, innit?
Flipping. I ain't got money, but I look nice.
Are
you sure? Oh! My own friend said, are you sure? She's deaf. She's deaf, girl.
Marhaba!
No, guys, we actually, let's not even speak about our plans this year, but oh Lord, I don't know if I want to do skydiving. I'll be deadly honest.
Please.
I was on a plane, like, let me talk about my plane, right? That's all I want to do. Thank you. Anyways, the floor is mine right now. So basically, don't fly out when there's a storm because, boy,
how is that?
Oh my Lord, guys, wallahi, I'm going to show you.
Eunice.
Why did they name it? That's so confusing.
No, it's not why you.
I know, but why Eunice?
I don't know.
So weird. Anyways, this is the plane, yeah, and we're landing, and
Oh, look, I'm actually going to do insert clip because Abna was on our flight and she took a video on it.
Did she?
Yeah. So insert clip right now. Yeah. I should make sure you do that. But anyways, the plane was literally like, it was landing for about, at 3:20, sorry, 3:20 in Turkey. So 12, oh, help me out. At 12:20, yeah, at 12:20 UK PM times, he's like, oh yeah, everyone put your seatbelts on, we're landing soon. We're all looking at each other, we're like, we're meant to be landing at 1. So why is he trying to land 40 minutes early? So anyways, we're starting to land soon, so we're getting closer and closer to the ground. But these times, because it was so foggy and rainy and there was winds and everything, we couldn't see the city for like 30 minutes. Yeah. So he's trying to land and everyone, you know when you're on a plane, if you've been on a plane, you'll know that feeling of when it's going down, yeah, like in your stomach.
You feel it.
So it's doing that for a good 20 minutes and we're thinking, where's the city? Where's this? Everyone's looking around. Where's this? I'm literally
looking.
All
you see is just white.
You know what? It was grey.
You know what I always think about? The pilot, how is
what's he seeing?
Yeah.
How do you know to go down? It was literally, there was no light. Goodness. As in, it was still, it's 1 p.m. You should at least, do you know what I mean? Why am I starting? You should see the city a little bit. Wallahi, it was grey, it was white.
So it feels like you're basically up in the air, but it feels you're down. It feels
like we're in the middle of a cloud. Like, literally in the middle of a cloud, yeah? And then he's still going down.
It's kind of fun, though.
No, it was not fun. Still going down. And I'm thinking, okay, cool. 15 minutes to depart. What's it called? Arrival? Landing. Yeah,
landing. Arrival.
15 minutes to landing. So we're all looking at each other. Still cannot see the city, yeah? Then finally we can see the city a little bit. Like, it's still foggy, blah, blah. But when it's landing, it's just, you see turbulence that you would get above water kind of vibes. Like, it was 10 times worse than that. This is the plane. I'm not even kidding, guys. This is the plane and this is what it's doing. And it's trying to land, and I'm thinking, we're all like this. And I'm like, oh, Lord.
At that point, I would start reading the ads. I would start thinking, yeah, we rough
got,
landing.
There were 6 of us that flew out, yeah? One of us got split, so Sundas in the back.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
On her one.
That's so deep.
Well, 2 of them got split. Sundas and Hanin got split, but Hanin was next to us. She slept the whole time, but yeah. Sundas was like further
That's
down.
That's deep.
Yeah, yeah. So she was in the back, and she goes how the guy next to her, he's like an Asian man, and like he, like, do you know what I mean? He's a Muslim. He was holding onto the seat in front of him. He just kept screaming, La ilaha illallah.
Why did you stop that one kid?
She was not joking.
She did nothing. You know that one TikTok of the girl on a roller coaster? Going, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Guys, she said it was bare dramatic. Like, he was bare scared and like he kept
rocking. You know that would scare me. Like,
yeah, she goes, it wasn't helping her because she was on a window seat as well. So it's even worse for her because she could see she could see the flight.
You know what that reminds me of? You know the Indian guy that goes, I'm going to die. That's what it reminds me of.
Oh my God.
Guys,
wallahi, it was the worst land I've ever had. I don't know how I'm alive. Alhamdulillah, that's all I'm going to say. It was the worst land I've ever been on in my life. And I've been on a lot of flights. Like, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, okay. Flex.
It was literally, it was doing left. And you know when you're looking outside the window, it looks worse. And then when you're looking at the front view of, like, the plane, you can just see everything. It was actually just, like, traumatic, I'll be honest. Oh, that was the worst. But anyways, as God. I said, insert clip. I think the clip will be a bit less dramatic than how I named it. How I described it.
Whoa, we have 5 minutes left.
Oh, Lord.
That's actually great.
I stopped saying that. Shout out to Sandy. That was actually hers.
Just anyways, main another one. Yeah, we got 5 minutes.
Wheezy out of here. Yeah.
We actually need to Wheezy out of here because we need to get there for 8.
To summarise.
This was literally just story time.
To summarise, quit your job.
Yeah.
What else?
Quit your job. Start taking stuff off your bucket list.
No, but
and
what
be
if
happy.
Doing a job that they like. Relax. Quit what's not making you happy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If you like your job, of course, don't quit.
If you're content like me. I mean, there's going to be a point where I'm not going to be content anymore. But you know, if you're right though, right now, just carry on, man.
I have to say, though, I feel like we're so privileged. Like, to be able to quit our job and, like, still have a house to live in and food on the table. Do you get, like, no? Some people are unhappy in their job, but they can't.
But they have to stay.
I feel like that is the worst, like, kind of just mental pain ever.
There's,
like
people at my workplace, yeah, that are, like, for full-timers, and they literally hate the job so much, but they have to stay.
So sad.
And it makes me so sad because, like, I'm literally here part-time and I'm, like, I'm cleaning. Do you know what I mean?
I had a girl like that in my she's still there. She literally works five times a week in IKEA, and then she has 2 days off, and I'm like, what do you do in your 2 days? She goes, oh, I work in a restaurant. And I'm like, so you work 7 days a week? I was like, why don't you ask IKEA for 1 day off so you can get 1 day off? She's like, I don't have time to get
capitalism literally. Is a bitch, like, oh, what the hell. The fact that I, as a human being, I cannot live my life, like, you know how they say you're working, like, for a living.
Well, you're
what's
not
the
living.
Saying? You're working to live.
To make
you're
a living.
You're working to live. That's
yeah, but you can't. She can't even live. Like,
yeah, literally, she does late shifts in IKEA. All morning. Oh, like, literally, when she described it to me, it was actually bad because basically she's not from the UK, innit?
Yeah.
So she's like, she has to send a lot of money back. So what she, like, calculates, she told me about how much she makes and then how much she has to send back. I'm like,
So what are you making then, like, for yourself?
Yeah, it's actually sad.
That's basically just goodness. Like slavery, like forced labor. Yeah, like, she doesn't have a choice.
Modern day slavery.
She has to survive and she has to give money back. So
yeah,
she
it's
just,
not like she's here with friends. She's here on her own.
I'll be so depressed.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's...
No enjoyment.
It's actually mad. That's anyways, crazy. Everyone's story is actually mad. Well, we only have about 3 minutes left, I think.
So, should we take this moment to...
Is it actually 3 minutes?
I think we should take this moment for everyone to just be grateful for what they have.
Oh my God, we didn't make our duha.
And have gratitude. And this is the time we can do that.
We're meant to start off a bit.
I know, but we didn't.
But when the wants to make that.
You did it first, I did it second. Asha, you go.
Did you? I did it first as well.
You didn't even do one.
I did. May Allah allow everyone... Shush!
That is so rude.
You lot are just
and I want to shush you, but I can't because you're making duha.
May Allah bring everyone happiness in their jobs if you are working, and may Allah give everyone success and long life. Thank you.
That's what I said last week.
Oh Lord. Okay, wait. Can I see?
Guys, just in. Okay, so may Allah allow you to feel gratitude. May Allah allow you to just have enjoyment, you know?
That's good.
leave it.
Oh, God. Anyways, guys.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, honestly, guys, we actually pray for you and...
we pray for ourselves as well.
Yeah, we honestly pray for every single one of you. Because honestly, guys, I don't think you understand, but you lot actually give us enjoyment. You honestly don't. They do. Guys, can we deep
it? Oh, my God. Sorry. Before we cut, hold a minute. I need to rush it.
Who was it
out of beauty? Because I wanted to ask you lot... In the comments of the last video, someone was like, "You not actually make my day," and then someone replied, "I don't know who it was."
It wasn't me.
And was like, "So do you, comma when you comment?"
Was it you?
No, that was so rude. No, insert screenshot.
No, because you know what they said? They said, you lot make my day when you post. And I said, you make us when you comment.
That's what I meant. It just sounded so funny. Only like, when you comment, you make my day.
Leave a purple heart.
But no, honestly, guys, I don't think I understand yet.
Leave a purple heart.
Our lives have honestly changed from when we started to when Leave to now, basically, heart. To the present day. So we want to thank them, man.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for everything that you're doing to for allow us.
And we
want
to be able to give back to you.
So what do you want? We are purely here, right now, doing this, doing... For, yes.
We're not even doing it for ourselves anymore.
It's
do you
want to
continue? Do you want to
go... Really.
Do I want to know? But I'll do it for you guys.
I'm doing
anyways, guys, no, don't. But on that note, do you put down what you want back from us? Do you know what I mean?
Why are you speaking in full stops?
I don't know. Today I'm actually out of it. Sorry, guys. No. Someone sent a DM saying, "Oh, we look bare tired in the last episode." That was rude, but it's fine.
No,
because we were tired.
We were.
No. Who was it? It's me finishing in a minute. Shit. All right. Oh, it's me, your boy Jimena. Who are?
No, just 10:14. You got one whole minute.
Okay. No, I was gonna say, who was it? It was either you or you. I think it was Aisha. Someone in our DMs was cussing us, especially me, and someone said you're getting blocked.
Sorry. Well, no, you got blocked. Who do you think
you are? That's the energy of 2022. And on
I'm
that
so
note,
sorry.
On that note, it's me, your boy Dua.
Pin your boy.
Spin your boy
Aisha. Spin your boy
Muna. Thank you guys, hold that thought.
Chat shit get blocked, yeah? Remember that.
Oh my God, that's speaking.
This
like
is for the Spotify listeners.
Spotify
it's about
listeners.
To cut okay. off.
It's gonna cut off, but
I love you. I love you. I'm never gonna leave you.
We love you, Spotify users. We love you, sirs. We love you, everybody. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's Sunday and we gotta go somewhere by 8 o'clock. And we're kind of like, okay.
DM me and love me because I love you and I love your mum. Yeah, just look at my bum. Don't do that as stags. Booyaka, booyaka.
Booyaka, shout.
50 bucks.
Suck your mother. Oh,
don't suck your mother. Just love her.
And suck her in the weekends. Bye.
No, astaghfirullah, your dad should do that.
Hi, man.
How did you still my girl?
I know, innit?
Yeah, you love us, Allah.
Hey, why are you still here?
Hey, what do you want from me, bro?
Hey, Alexa, take off your clothes.
Alexa, play J-Hus.